Blog Talk Radio.
Madden voice. 3, 2, 1, now.
And look who's back on the block. Commissioner T. Yeah, that's right. Back on the block. I don't believe you heard me.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah, I'm back. Commissioner T, rocking the ones and the twos, as Dr. Train calls it, running the show. I want to thank my brother, as Train calls him, Little Big Brother Jay. I can't call him that, though. That's kind of Train's name. You know what I mean? He's just my younger brother. Love him to death, you know. I want to thank him for carrying the mantle for me last week. I want to thank the guys for running a great show. I'm sorry between the technical difficulties and then Blog Talk Radio and their blasphemy. They did that to me once before too. You know, I'm going to tell you, and I hope they have somebody listening. I'm not thrilled with Blog Talk Radio. Really not. I don't know anywhere else to go and do this. And I've been doing it so long here. There's like 9 years of history. But I'm going to tell you, I may reconsider, because that's just ridiculous. It's just to be doing a show, and then next thing you know, they just drop you. And it's, and you know, you guys are listening, either listening at home or you're listening in your car or whatever, and then the show just ends. And then the way their system works, You only get one show a day. So then once it ends, that's it. You can't go back and do another show. They actually have to go on, delete that show, and then reset their system so you could do a second show. But the way the system works, you get one primetime show a day. So because they have such a huge demand, they can only allocate. I mean, they got something else that's like a lot more expensive that you could do more, but I want something that's dependable, and they're lately not dependable. So we're going to look at our options, but you know, from what I heard, the guys held it down last week in my absence, you know, and just so everybody understands what's going on in my world before we get into some football. Yeah, I spent 9 years working for a local bank out here in New England called People's United Bank. And, here in New England and New York, and I left, and now I'm working for another bank now, a much larger bank, a bank that I guarantee you've heard of. The bank is called Wells Fargo. Yeah, I know, but I ain't going to talk. This isn't a banking show, it's a football show. So you want to talk banking, then you catch me offline, and I'll educate you on the banking business. But that's where I'm at, and so I just started last week and couldn't pull it, couldn't get the show, because it's just a lot getting tossed at a brother, so I couldn't do it. And it's going to be kind of a week-to-week thing with me while I'm learning the ropes there. So this may not be the last week. I mean, I'm hosting this week, but there may be other weeks that one of the other guys may have to step up and host, so which is really not a bad thing. I kind of like when they get, you know, they take over and they get up there and you get a different flavor. You know, it's kind of like the Cowboys with Tony Romo, and now you got the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, right? You know, you call me Tony Romo, and then JB or Train or K-Star come in, and maybe they're Dak Prescott, right? And then I'm back. Well, who should host the show? You know, do I yield and just say, well, you did such a good job, I'm just going to sit on the sideline and hold my clipboard? or do I get my job back? You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that among other things that we're going to talk about today, you know. But, you know, I don't do this by myself, you know.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I mention the Cowboys are 4-1? Did I mention the Dallas Cowboys are 4-1 and leading the NFC East? Second best record in the entire NFL? Tied with a few other teams, but who cares? Did I mention that? I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I mentioned that or not.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. First of all, let's bring in the guy who did a great job filling my shoes last week. Train calls him the voice of reason. I just call him my younger brother. JB, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Always good to be here. Always glad to have you back. Missed you last week, but I'm glad that you're here live in the flesh. Let's get it on. Cowboys 4-1. Can I hear that tune again?
How about them Cowboys?
There you go, man. There you go. And, of course, joining us from the West Coast, joining us from the land of marrieddom, the land of I am. You know, see, when women get married, they go from like Ms. to Mrs., you know, which isn't fair because when men, we get married, right? It's just Mr. It's Mr. when we're single, and it's Mr. when we get married. It doesn't change. Our last name don't change for most of us, you know? So we can still rock whatever we want, you know what I mean? But women, they go change their name. They become Mrs. You know, I think there's something wrong here. But he is now officially Mr. Married Man, Bears fan. Maybe they got a quarterback controversy. I mean, I know they didn't win this weekend, but they certainly looking a little bit better. Maybe they got a little quarterback controversy out there in Chi-Town. Dr. Train, welcome to the Madden Voice.
TMD West Coast in the house. What's up, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Train. What's up, my man?
You know, it's good to be back.
Another sad week to be a Bears fan. That's what's up.
Well, yeah. Hey, listen, we've been there. You know what I mean? We've all been there. You know, we struck pay dirt with our quarterback and our running back. And, well, you know, let's just jump right into it. I have to ask JP this question. It's every week it's becoming a hotter and hotter question. But right now, JB, right now, if you had to make the decision, right now, okay, do you start Tony Romo or do you continue rolling with Dak Prescott? And I just, before you answer, I want everybody to know, even though he's my brother, we don't really talk about this stuff before the show. So this isn't like a setup where I'm asking him and I know what he's going to say and, you know, we're both Cowboy fans. No, I have no idea what his answer is going to be. So this is literally the first time I'm asking him this live on the air. I have no idea where he's going. And I really don't. I have no idea. So I'm just letting everybody know. Don't think this is like some kind of, commissioner team. You know what that's your brother. Of course you know what he's going to say. No, actually, I have no idea. So with that said, JB, what would you do?
Ooh, first of all, I'm glad I don't have to make that decision right now, thank God. But if I did have to make that decision, I'm still leaning towards Romo, and here's why. Dak Prescott still can move the ball up and down the field. He's showing the poise. He's showing the decision-making. He's showing all that. But there's one small factor that we haven't seen yet from him. Doesn't mean that he can't do it. We just haven't seen it yet. And that's get the ball down the field deep on a consistent basis. That's something that Romo can do and has done and has proven to do so throughout his career. That's the one piece of the puzzle for the offense that they're missing. And maybe it's a benefit because Dak is throwing the short routes and what have you, and it's causing the offense to have more methodical type of plays and continue to hold the ball and give the defense a chance to rest. So maybe that's a benefit. But for me, if I had to decide right now, it would be extremely close, like razor thin. But for that reason I just mentioned, I'd go with Romo still.
Okay. Dr. Train, same question. What would you do?
I honestly don't have anything to add. It would be for the exact reason that JP mentioned. Prescott is true. He really is doing an amazing job, man. Just with not putting the Cowboys in losing situations. He's not turned over the ball, and that's a major point of emphasis for quarterbacks, not to turn over the ball, because they, you know, they touch the ball every play. But that Romo can push the ball downfield, and at some point you have to be able to push the ball down. They haven't really truly had that adversity yet. They control the ball really well on the ground. And honestly, man, the defense is probably the biggest surprise in Dallas, even more now than the story of Prescott playing well, you know. But I would still definitely go with Romo. And like I heard earlier on one of the shows I was listening to, you know, now you know what you have in Prescott. So you bring back Romo, you put him in, anything happens to him, you're still good.
Okay. You know, well, I'm going to go a little deeper. To me, it's not. I think this game against Cincinnati got my attention, and now it's a discussion. Before this game, it wasn't even a discussion. It was Romo, hands down. It was really no issue. This one kind of was like, this game is pretty good. He looked pretty good this game. You know, he made one mistake late in the game, but, you know, I mean, you know, looked pretty doggone good. But that said, it's still, to me, it's still Romo. And here's why. First of all, you're right about, although each game he is expanding his throws and he is getting the ball farther downfield, but he still hasn't done the consistent deep thing that Romo did. Now, he hasn't really had Dez either, who is a deep threat. Bryce Butler's a deep threat, but you know, he's not Dez. So, and you know, so that's part of it. But I agree with that. But I have to say, it's five games. You know, and yes, it's 4-1, and it's a strong start, and he's playing very well. Second QBR in the NFL. No interceptions. It might, you know, pushing Tom Brady's record. You know, and a lot of poise and mobility back there, like, you know, take off and run if he needs to. I without a doubt, I'd like to see this guy be the future of the Cowboys, without a doubt, but not the present. He's a backup. He's learning still. You know, Romo has seen it all. Romo has done it all, as far as there's nothing that they can throw at him that he hasn't seen. That experience, as we get farther into the season, and these, you know, if you guys are veterans of the Madden Voice, you always hear us talk about film, right? What was the big thing a few years ago? The read option. What did I say? I said, give these NFL defensive coordinators time, and they will shut it down. And now it's just another play. It's not killing the league like it did a few years ago, because the defense have caught up. They keep a linebacker or a defensive end home. They read the quarterback, and yeah, they still make a play. Just like every other play, you can have some success, but not like it was a few years ago when they were like, what are they going to do? Chip Kelly, right? What did I say? He's doing the hurry up and all of that. Well, what's going on with Chip Kelly these days? Out of Philly, now he's in San Francisco. Ain't doing much down there. Blaine Gabbert, now he's going to bring in Kaepernick. Let's see what happens. Gimmicky offense, right? I said, give it time. The defenses will catch up. These are pros. This is what they do, baby. So at some point, Dak is going to hit some adversity. It's inevitable. He's not immune to it. And he may respond well. He may not. We'll see. I don't know. But I know what I have with Tony Romo. And yes, there were people say he's injury prone, but that's a separate discussion. I'm sick of that being the reason not to put him back in, because now you know we have a quality backup. So what's the problem? Before Dak, yes, I was worried if Romo went out like last year. Romo 3-1, the rest of the league 1-11, the rest of the starters 1-11. Okay, we got a problem. But that's not a reason to not play him. I don't want to play Romo because he's fragile. He gets hurt. One of my friends said he ties his shoes, he pulls a muscle. Hey, ha-ha, very, very funny. But that's not a reason to not play him, especially now that we know Dak can go in there and be effective. The reason to not play him is because you don't think he's going to be effective back there. Well, let me remind people that I said to y'all 2 years ago that this is a new Tony Romo, that Tony Romo has stopped being a gunslinger, that Tony Romo has realized he can't go in and win the game on his own, that he needs the team support. He needs to allow the team to do their jobs. And so he has cut back on the turnovers. He's cut back on the mistakes. And 2 years ago, they were 12-4. And yes, it was a catch, and they were one play away from going to the conference championship game. And last year, with two broken collarbones, he was 3-1. I'm sorry. That means over the last 2 years, the guy's winning 75% of his games. So he's winning. He's playing well. He's got the experience. And like my two intelligent colleagues said, He can go down the field. So to me, it's not a discussion. Now, here's where I'm going to just add this. Next week, they have Green Bay in Green Bay. Okay? Then a bye week. Then Philly at home. News media is saying that that's the target date. I don't think it is. I think Philly's looking pretty good this year. I think they're going to target the next week, Cleveland, being a weaker team. And so that's a team that Romo can come back in and he can do some things, you know, and they feel a little, you know, it's still an NFL team, but it's Cleveland. Okay. It's like, it's Cleveland. But here's where I want to just sit back with a big vat of popcorn and a lot of butter. Okay, maybe not. I've been trying to get healthy. I have a friend of mine who's like, you know, she's like really healthy. And she like influences me. Yeah, you know, I don't know if she's listening. Sometimes she listens. I don't know if she's listening. If you're listening, you know who I'm talking. You know, I'm not even gonna say your name because you may not be listening. I can't say that I'm eating popcorn with butter. I gotta say like I'm eating like, you know, like veggies. You know, carrot sticks and stuff. So I'm going to sit back with some carrot sticks and some celery sticks. I'm going to watch. Because if Dallas beats Green Bay, takes a week off, beats Philly, and then has Cleveland, and they're sitting at 6-1, I got to tell you, Garrett, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, going to be hard-pressed to then bring Tony Romo in. Because then you're going to hear chemistry, 6-1, Philly's been looking good. Green Bay's a perennial playoff contender. Beat both of them. Already whooped up on Cincinnati. You know, and if Dak plays well in those wins, woo! I'm just going to say sit back for the ride because it's going to be real interesting at that point. Now, what would I do at that point? Yeah, I'd still bring Romo in. I would. I mean, I think he is your guy, and you bring him in. And my last comment on this is, we don't have a quarterback as a rookie that ever won a Super Bowl. Okay? Just think about that. And if I have it right, and y'all can keep me honest and fact check me, I'm not sure if there's a quarterback that was a rookie that made it to the Super Bowl. Okay? I don't think there was one that made it to the Super Bowl as a rookie. Now, if I'm wrong, he didn't win it. That I know for a fact. But I don't even think they made it to the Super Bowl. So then what is your expectation? That for the first time in 51 years that Dak Prescott's going to go and not only make it to the Super Bowl, which I'm pretty sure has never happened, but then win the Super Bowl? But it's never happened before. Come on, guys. We got to go with the odds. We got to go with the experience. Got to go with the guy that's been there, seen it all, done it. Got the records, moves the team, commanded that offense. Then you give him a healthy Dez, you give him Zeke like he had DeMarco Murray 2 years ago. Now, Zeke is, to me, already better. He's already number 8, leading the league in rushing. So don't come tell me he's leading the league in rushing. The dude is nasty. He's already one of the best running backs in the NFL as a rookie. Already, I didn't say the best. I said one of the best already. You put that team, that offensive line, Dez, Cole Beasley, Witten, and then the way the defense has been playing? I'm sorry. A.J. Green, 4 catches for 50 yards? What? This defense? 4 sacks? No Greg Hardy. No Rolando McClain. You know? No Randy Gregory. All they got back was DeMarcus Lawrence. Four sacks? Come on, man. I'm trying to tell you. Romo in there? Romo say it'd be like, y'all, everybody run track. I know Jay ran track. Either relay, stick, carry the ball and run. Trying to tell
yes,
you.
Sir.
Trying to tell you. All right. And that's my that's I'm sticking to it. Hey, listen, before we continue, kind of forgot about him. I wish he was on tonight because he posted that Big Ben's the best quarterback ever, and man, I was ready for this one. But K-Star's birthday. I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but his birthday. He's celebrating his birthday, so he will not be joining us. He said he might call in, but I want to hold my breath. It was yesterday. Okay, thank you, Train. So yesterday. So hey. We have to do our ceremonial happy birthday to our brother from another mother, 30 years young, K-Star. Hopefully you'll catch the archive from your brothers here, the Madden Voice. We wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday, K-Star. All right. Let's move on. I'm going to switch over to Dr. Train for a minute. I want to talk about the Carolina Panthers. What's going on, man? You help me understand what, maybe not understand. Give me your opinion on the Panthers' woes. Cam Newton, running game. Josh Norman not being there, a little bit of everything. Holler at me, man. The Panthers, they 1-4, man. Talk to me. What's going on in Carolina?
And the Panthers have a lot of issues. And honestly, it stemmed all the way back from losing the Super Bowl. Because, I mean, they got whooped, man. I mean, they got slapped around in the Super Bowl. And it's not easy. We all see it every year. It's not easy to just repeat what you did the previous year. So you get beat up in the Super Bowl. All season get here and your best cornerback is up for free agency. You extend a contract to him, you let him walk. So knowing that he is a very important part of your defense. And we all sat back, we're like, okay, let's wait and see what this defense looks like because for them to rescind an offer, send a tag and let arguably one of the best cornerbacks in the league walk, going to tell a story. And it's telling that story now. As the season starts, your running backs aren't healthy, but you can't run the ball as well as you can. And Cam Newton, honestly, man, I don't know what the hell is wrong with that dude. Who lets up at any point in a game when you're trying to score a touchdown? Do you really think they just want to let you score? I have no explanation or words for what he's thinking in any of those moments. But essentially put, he just needs to play better. The defense, you lose, you need to play better. I mean, losing a top-tier corner is huge, but that still doesn't stop you from trying to get some kind of pressure on the quarterback, which they're not doing at all. They're not stopping the run. I mean, last night, man, we had Jaquizz Rodgers on Carolina defense. So it's a lot of things wrong with him right now. And simply put, man, that whole team just needs to get his head back in the game. It's still a long season. And, you know, people will say, oh, are they done? No, I don't think so. It's still a long season. A lot can happen. But they need to get their head back in the game starting like last year.
Okay. Jay, anything to add?
Well, I mean, you're supposed to play offense, defense, and special teams, and they're not playing anything. The one side they have that's shining right now is the tight end, Greg Olsen. Feel kind of bad for him because you don't want to be truly the best player on the field with a team like this. You want to be third or fourth. But when you're number one, because I'm not including Cam in this discussion because he wasn't on the field last night, but they just have problems everywhere. So there's not a whole lot more to add other than they need help on every side of the equation, the offense, the defense, and the special teams, because when your offense and defense isn't playing well, you need to have something. You need a spark somewhere. And Ted Ginn is supposed to be the ultra return man. He's not giving them that spark. So they got to figure out something to turn around quick, because if the fat lady isn't singing, she's stepping up to the microphone right now.
Steve, and before you go on, I will say, just looking at the game last night, they lost to a not-so-good Tampa Bay team. They had four turnovers, and yet still the game was only won by a field goal.
Right. But you know,
so it's
what?
Not like this team don't have talent. It's not like they can't win games. It's playing to win. Oh, my boy, yeah, man. It's playing to win.
As bad as it was last night, they still had a chance to win.
Exactly.
With all that being said, they still had they were never out of that game. And when you lose a turnover battle, more times than not, you lose the game as well. And it's almost, what do you want? Do you want to win or do you want to lose? And I'm not saying that they want to lose, but when you look at their that swagger that they had last year, I don't see any of that. I don't see that swagger. I don't see that confidence. I don't see that arrogance. I see a team that's reeling and trying to find itself. Because last night, for all intents and purposes, should have won that game. Derek Anderson throws just an unbelievable interception in the red zone. You've got St. Louis galore. They're handing the ball over to you, basically willing you to. Tampa Bay saying, come on and beat us. And they still couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Aguayo, second-round kicker from Florida State. And I watched the dude, especially being down here. I've seen a lot of his games. You talk about a clutch kicker. He struggled all year, missed two field goals last night, and they still couldn't beat the Buccaneers. So I've got to tell you something.
Yeah. And I really do think that first game of the season, I think that first game of the season almost at a stage, because here it is. You know, you lose the game because you missed the game winning field goal. That I mean, it was a deflation, and you would think that they would bounce back, but it doesn't look like it.
No, and they still have a -7 turnover ratio. Even with all the turnovers that they got last night, they still had a -7 turnover ratio.
Well, you know, I'll just add my little two cents. You know, the arrogance of Cam Newton is only exceeded by the arrogance of the team that thought that you could just lose a, you know, very good top five cornerback like a Josh Norman and just move on and just be okay and just start bringing in Kelvin Benjamin. You know, was just going to kind of, you know, give the offense more firepower and, you know, they'd be okay. And I don't give a dog how much of a passing league it is. All the successful teams have a run game. Jonathan Stewart's hurt. So there's your run game. Cam Newton's hurt. There's your run game. Cam Newton, I keep telling everybody, and, you know, hey, my fantasy year sucks. I'm going to just concede defeat. The job transition got in the way of I'm done. I mean, I'm going to still compete, but the job transition got in the way of me being prepared for fantasy football, and my job is more important than fantasy football. So didn't have the time, did the best I could with a little bit of time I had, but it ain't going to work out for me this year. You know what, though? I got a better job making loot. I live with it, and my Cowboys are 4-1. I live with it. So maybe on the fantasy football side.
Fantasy football.
What's that?
I said I'll take that over fantasy football.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? I'll take a better job, higher paying job, and my football team's 4-1. But with that said, I'm not making excuses. I'm just stating the fact. That's what my problem is. I'm in two leagues. I am 0-4 in both leagues. I know why. I'm not even upset about it because I know why. I am a former champion in both leagues, so I know how to play fantasy football. Just this year, I didn't bring it because I didn't have the time. That said, my point is, so maybe I can't say anything about the omniscient one when it comes to fantasy football. I get that. But I've said that Cam Newton's arrogance is an issue. And I'm telling you, Train hit it right on the head. What the heck was you doing, bruh? What the heck was you doing? This is pro football. You know? You really thought they was just going to take it? You weren't across the line yet? You thought it was going to take it easy? You running. You're a running back. They're going to hit you, bruh. You a veteran. You are. Listen. Listen. Talent-wise, I ain't going to hate on the brother. He talent. Auburn. You know, Heisman. He did win that. Jay, he won the Heisman, right?
Good question. I want to say that he did not.
I thought he won the Heisman.
Yeah, he might have. Let me double check. Continue. I'll
okay.
Check.
Yeah, okay. Well, if he didn't win, he was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. National champion.
He did. He won the Heisman.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Heisman Trophy winner, national champion. Well spoken. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he has all the tools. He has it. You know, he has the tools to be the heir apparent and to take that. You know, you got Peyton Manning just retired. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers are still in there, right? And then we got Big Ben. But there's going to be another generation, right? And he got MVP last year. I mean, he's there, right? All the, you know, the Oikos commercials and all that. I mean, he's there. He's ready to be the face of the NFL. Okay? And what are you doing, bro? What I say last year, he dabbing and dipping and dabbing and, you know, and this and that. And then when they lose, got his bottom lip hung out, look like a brown turtleneck sweater. You know what I mean? Don't want to do no interview at the Super Bowl, got his hoodie up there. You know what I mean? Sitting up there with his little hoodie on talking about, yeah, you know, I'm a sore loser. And, you know, I ain't going to apologize for being a sore loser. What? Then the whole Colin Kaepernick debacle, and he gets up there and he's like, yeah, well, I don't really understand because I don't really think it's that serious. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know? And then the latest, I don't know if y'all heard the latest, but this week, bought it on a Segway. Downtown,
yep.
Charlotte, riding a Segway. Now, I'm sorry. You're in the concussion protocol. You couldn't play because you have to be cleared because you're in the concussion protocol. Why would you be on a Segway? I don't get it. See, I'm telling you, the arrogance of this young man is now coming home to roost, and it has infiltrated the franchise. Not saying all the players, I'm saying the culture. Because you know, they just went to a Super Bowl. And one of y'all said, I think it was you, Train. It might have been, I don't know. One of y'all said it. Hey, man, it ain't easy to get to a Super Bowl. You know, and listen, I don't mean to be on a roll, but I went on the show last week. I had a lot to say, so y'all just bear with me. But interrupt me. But let me just – I have a little side thing I've got to deal with right now. I just talk about Super Bowl. I got to digress. I just – there's something I have to deal with, okay, because I'm sick of it. And I am waiting on this debate thing with Stephen A. Smith that he advertised, and then I ain't heard nothing else about it. So as usual, his mouth wrote a check that his ass can't cash. But let me just say this. I am sick and tired of the Dallas Cowboys, whatever prosperity is going to seek them, they will, you just wait. It will happen. I promise you. They are a doomed friend. What the hell is you talking about? Dude, every year only one team is going to win the Super Bowl and only two are going to make it there. What are you saying? Because they're not in the Super Bowl every year, they're doomed? What are you talking about? So the Patriots, because they're on a nice run under Belichick, do you remember the Patriots pre-Belichick, pre-Parcells? Do you remember Steve Grogan? Do you remember this team? Pathetic. So granted, Parcells has built a powerhouse. Good for him. I mean, I'm sorry. Belichick has built a powerhouse. Good for him. Great. But go back over the history of the team. They still don't have as many Super Bowl wins or appearances as the Cowboys that you ridicule who hasn't been or won a Super Bowl in 20 years. So the Cowboys have a 20-year head start, and the Patriots still ain't caught up yet with the dynasty and all the appearances, and they still are one short on wins and one short on appearances. You make no sense. It is, and every year, just, you know, Mr. I've been covering football and sports for 24 years. I'm sorry, every year it's a different team. It's not the same team every year. You don't bring back the same 53 people every year. People retire, they get traded, they get cut, they get, you know, injured, injured reserve. It's not the same team. So what the hell are you talking about? So Dez Bryant gets hurt and there's some jinx. Tony Romo gets hurt and there's what? So when other quarterbacks go out, that's just part of the game. But if it's Dallas, it's because it's a jinx. So now they're 4-1, and you're sitting back saying, I'm not worried because Jerry Jones is going to bring Tony Romo back, and then it's all going to go to hell. Really? Well, it's not hard to predict that Jerry Jones is going to bring Tony Romo back because every time he gets asked, he says, Tony Romo's the number one quarterback on his team. So what do you you're not predicting anything. Jerry Jones has said it from the beginning. Dak Prescott has said it from the beginning. It's Tony's team. Jerry Jones paid him $100 million. I'm sorry. If I paid somebody $100 million and they're healthy, they're going to play. $100 million. So I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of it. Okay, I'm tired of it. And I'm going to call it out because it's stupid. It makes no sense. There's no logic to it. There's no factual basis to it. It's not for someone who supposedly understands sports, who's been doing this for 24 years. I don't get why you say that because it's just stupid. It's just dumb. It's just sensationalism. And I'm sick of it. And I'm going to call it out. Anyway, back to Cam Newton. He's still not mature. He's not a leader. And while he has flashes and we can all see the potential, he keeps doing things to show that he's exactly what I said he is, which is short. He is short of being the football player that he could be. And that play is an example. In the Super Bowl, when he didn't dive for the fumble, that's an example. You know, he continues to show. And will he ever get over that little immaturity thing? I don't know. I don't know. But you're 1-4. You're 1-4, bruh. I hope you enjoyed the ride last year because this one's going to be a bumpy one. I hope you enjoyed it. You just thought you would just pencil us in. We're pretty much the same team. Pencil us in. Yeah, no, don't work that way in the NFL, baby. Everybody, you become a target. Trust me. I have a 90s dynasty. I know what it's like to be a target. Okay, you're a target now, bruh. And when you ran that to get that touchdown and slowed down because you thought they was going to let you in, they licked their chops and they took their shot. And oh, guess what? You ain't played since. Dumbass. Okay, I'm sorry. Can you tell I'm back?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Welcome back, dude. Welcome back.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out.
Yeah.
He's probably one of my favorite football players turned coach turned analyst, man.
Thank you. Love the guy. Love the guy.
Yeah,
me too. Seriously. He's great. Hey, on another note, tomorrow I'm doing an event as part of my job, and it's a motivational, educational thing for a group of realtors. And the reason that I'm sharing this is because the second half of this event, it's satellite, so I'm sitting in a room with like 50 people, and this is being piped in from somewhere out your way, train, somewhere out there on the West Coast. And so the second half of it, they have a guest speaker. The guest speaker is Emmitt Smith. I'm pretty excited that I'm not live. It ain't like I can go up there and shake the brother's hand, but still I get to hear Emmitt Smith, you know, say his thing. So I'm pretty excited about that. Anyway, JB, let's go to Tom Brady. And you know, listen, I want you both to give me, you know, I am running out. I just ran down Cam Newton because I'm disappointed because I know what he could be, but there's too many things in the way. Tom Brady, man. I mean, who comes in after a four-game suspension? First, and ain't no quarterback controversy in New England, I'll tell you that. And he goes in there and he lights them up. Lights them up. I mean, look like mid-season form, okay? JB, it's really at this point, the question is Tom Brady the best ever to play the game? Is he number one over everybody, in your opinion?
Let's go back to this Sunday. A lot of folks have said, well, it was just against Cleveland, so it really doesn't count. Stop it. Just stop it. Dude was out suntanning and whatnot, throwing catches with his wife and what have you. Come out here, pro football, playing it like he never left. So all those folks saying, oh, it's just Cleveland, doesn't really count, just shut up. As for being the best, I remember seeing Montana. I grew up watching Montana, and it's hard to wipe away those images of Montana. It's hard to wipe away images of him carrying the Lombardi Trophy every time he got to the Super Bowl, the catch in 82 in the NFC Championship. There's certain images you just can't get out of your head. Seeing him go from the 49ers to the Chiefs and then almost taking the Chiefs to the Super Bowl with the team that they had. I think Montana, for me personally, is always going to be number one, but I'd have to put Brady probably at number two and a close number two at that because the man's sensational, can't take nothing away from him. Not a Patriots fan, don't like the Patriots for obvious reasons that both teams and I share. But you got to take the cap to the dude. Dude's a bad boy. He's a bad boy.
Okay. Train, same question. Is he the best ever?
I'm just going to have to go ahead and say no. My reasoning may be slightly different. From the time that I've actually paid attention to football to really follow it, even though I've seen Joe Montana play, I didn't really know what I was watching at the time. So, but I do understand what he did, and not seeing some of the quarterbacks that I've known that have been great, that I've heard of, it's difficult for me to come out and just say, oh, yeah, Tom Brady is the best ever.
Who would you put as the best ever?
The only name I know is Joe Montana.
Okay. Well, that's a good name to know. I'm going to just say right now I got him neck and neck right now. I had said Joe Montana. I've stuck by Joe Montana. I watched Joe Montana, being older than both of you. I remember watching Joe Montana. Yeah, Jay was there with me, a little younger, but Jay was right there with me. We was watching Joe Montana, and the man was incredible. And, you know, he will always have, you know, him and Terry Bradshaw both, you know, will always be able to say, hey, 4-0. You know, it's kind of like the Michael Jordan discussion. You know, well, LeBron this and Kobe that. Well, okay, but Jordan 6-0 and never let it go to game 7. So holla at me when you can beat that, you know, this era. And Joe Montana, 4-0, baby. And Brady, you know, Brady lost twice to Eli Manning. You know what I mean? So, but if Brady wins another one, and gets his 5th Super Bowl ring, he will be undisputed number one to me. Matter of fact, now I can't say if he gets there and loses. Can't really say that. I don't know how I'd feel about that. But if he wins, to me, he's there now. He's knocking on that door. You know, Joe Montana just ain't ready to open it yet, but he's right there. I mean, Jay's right. I don't want to hear that it was, you know, just Cleveland. I don't care. Guy didn't play. You know, it was his first real meaningful. Yeah, he played a little bit in the preseason. Who cares about that? This game counted. And he came in and looked like he didn't miss a beat. People don't understand how hard that is. You know, granted, he's in his 17th season. I get it. You know, and he's making a lot of money. I get it. But listen, you know, to come in week five, and this is a team that played with three quarterbacks. If you include Edelman, they played with three quarterbacks. And then they get, the master back. So he's right there to me. He's right there. He just, you know, I wish K-Star was here because this whole thing he posted about Big Ben, the best ever, he need to let that go. He need to let that go, okay? But Big Ben's good. He's very good. He's a four horseman. But no, no. There's a lot of quarterbacks between Ben on the all-time list and Tom and Joe. There's a good number of quarterbacks on that list, okay? So he need to let that go. But anyway.
He got some skills.
What's that?
You know he got some steals glasses on.
Yeah, he does, man. You know, and then, of course, he posted that. They didn't come on tonight because he knew I was about to eat his lunch on that. So, you know. Train, because I can. Audible here. Is there a quarterback controversy in Chicago?
Fuck yeah, it is. I'm sorry. We were ready to see tonight. Sorry.
Okay. talk to me. You know, what do you think is going to happen?
Man, you know, I don't think Cutler's getting that spot back as easy as he's healthy and he's playing. I watch my team every week, dog. I watch Mary, and just to see Brian Hoyer, no, not the future, but honestly, if we had to, like, roll with him for a while to a rookie develop, and Brian Hoyer was able to stay healthy, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Now, there's some things that he needs to work on, of course. Missing a wide open Alshon Jeffries when we need a game-winning score just doesn't make sense to me. But the fact that he takes better care of the ball. I'm not going to say he doesn't turn the ball. He just simply takes better care of the ball. He distributes the ball. He takes better care of the ball, and it gives us a chance to win a game. It just does, and that's all you want is a chance. And I'm sorry, Jay Cutler is simply that pretty girl that never says yes. It's up. Walk away. It's just something. Yeah. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of hearing that one of the strongest arms in the league. He's really smart. But he plays really damn dumb to be really smart. So I'll be glad to see a handover to Brian Hoyer unless he, you know, until he just can't do it anymore.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if this is accurate. I didn't get the fact checked it. But I saw this online. Hoyer compared to Aaron Rodgers last 11 starts. Now the wins and losses aren't a part of this, so you know, keep that in mind. But statistically, according to this thing that was posted on Facebook, the last 11 starts, Aaron Rodgers has thrown for 2,427 yards. Hoyer has thrown for 2,842 yards, so 400 more yards in the last 11 starts. Touchdowns, Rodgers has 19, Hoyer's got 20. Interceptions, Rodgers got 8, Hoyer has 5. Completion percentage, this is 57%, which I'm shocked to see, but he hasn't been himself in a while, you know, which I'm happy about because Dallas is coming to town next week. Hoyer, 63.7%. So statistically, you know, not looking too bad there over his last 11 starts. I guess the issue is, you know, can those stats be turned into some wins for your team? Because it's really at this point, your division, well, I can't see a division as wide open because Minnesota's looking rough, you know, but outside of Minnesota, I mean, yeah, Minnesota's just, you know,
they are true purple people eaters, man. Have you seen them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Adrian Peterson's not playing. Teddy Bridgewater's not playing. And it's, you know, and this team is just like, they're on fire. They are on fire. Which I guess is a good segue into power rankings for the first time. K-Star, you didn't send in your power rankings. You're too busy partying and doing the Tebow dance or something for your birthday. I don't know. Maybe you're hanging out in a locker room talking about women like Donald Trump, so keep saying, you know, locker room talk. Most ridiculous thing I ever heard, locker room talk. I've never heard nobody talk like that in a locker room. This dude's just ignorant. Just ignorant. I'm sorry. I'm talking politics. But anyway, I'm going to read through everyone's individuals, and then I'll do the cumulative, very interesting, might I add, cumulative first power rankings of the year. I'm sorry. Okay. So I'm going to read JB's, and then he can comment if he'd like to on his. But JB has at number 5, the Atlanta Falcons. They're 4-1. At number 4, the Dallas Cowboys, also 4-1. Number 3, the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-1. 2, the New England Patriots, 4-1. And number 1, the Minnesota Vikings, only undefeated team left, 5-0. JB, any comments on your power rankings?
Well, I think the first and foremost, Minnesota has probably been one of the most impressive teams out there. We talked about this on the show last week. When you bring Bradford basically in short notice and have him cram the playbook into his head, Sean Hill gives you a little head start, puts you in first gear, and then lo and behold, Bradford takes off, and he's looking like he's going to be an all-pro this year. That's no Stephon Diggs at times, no Adrian Peterson. You got your left tackle out for the year, Bridgewater out, and that's how Bradford came to be in Minnesota to begin with. So I've been impressed with them. Obviously, with the Steelers and the Patriots, I think that pretty much speaks for themselves. Cowboys, we've already talked about them, but the Falcons, who would have thought they were going to go into Denver and beat Denver? I didn't see that coming. I don't think anybody on this show saw it coming, but they were able to do it without having to go to Julio the way he blew up last week. So I've been impressed with the Falcons. They may actually be for real. They're able to play both sides of the ball. They may be for real. So that's how they snuck into my top 5. I know that's probably against conventional wisdom for some of the pundits and some of the other analysts and maybe even some of the folks on the show, but they seem to be the real deal so far.
Dr. Train has the Denver Broncos at number 5, 4-1. Atlanta Falcons at number 4, 4-1. Pittsburgh Steelers, number 3, 4-1. New England Patriots at number 2, 4-1. And the Minnesota Vikings, undefeated, 5-0 at number 1. Dr. Train, any comments on your top 5? Train, are you with me?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'd just like to say choosing from the 4-1 category, team has its weakness and its strength. The Patriots, I would definitely put to the top of the 4-1 team because Tom Brady just has that ability. After that, man, it makes it difficult to choose who to go where. Minnesota, they're definitely the top team. But it was just tough trying to pick from the 4-1. But they really do all look good.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I think that's why we wait and let some games compile. I mean, NFL.com and ESPN, I mean, they're doing power rankings in the preseason. They're doing after every game. I think you got to get a sample size of games before you can do a power ranking that means anything. And even now it's still difficult with I think we have 5 teams that are 4-1 and then a couple teams at 3-1. It's just, it's not easy to separate these teams. My power ranking is a little bit different. I did not have the Broncos in mind at all because they're not even leading a division. So at number 5, I had the Oakland Raiders, the surprising Oakland Raiders, 4-1. At number 4, I have the New England Patriots. And the reason that I have them at number 4 and not higher is because a week ago they got shut out. And if you're going to give them credit for the wins that they had without Tom Brady, then you've got to hold them for that shutout loss to Buffalo, 16-0. You can't just ignore it and say, well, Tom Brady wasn't there because he wasn't there 3 games before. And, you know, with Garoppolo and with the other guy there, I can't remember his name. You know, they were able to get a win. Everybody's given Belichick accolades, his thing. You know, I can go out there and start and win under Belichick. You get all the credit, and then you go and you get blanked. You know, I got to ding you a little bit. You know, it's still early, but I got to ding you. So I got him at 4. I got Atlanta at 3. You know, you're right, Jay. I didn't have him going into Denver and beating Denver, but they did. And looking really good. So I got them at 3. And you know it. You better believe it. I have the Dallas Cowboys at 2. And you could call it a homer pick if you want. You could say, well, he put him there because he may not have a chance the rest of the year to put him at 2. And you might be right. You might be right. But, Dak Prescott, 2 rated quarterback in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott, the 1 rushing running back in the NFL. Defense ranked 8th in the NFL. 4 wins in a row, and the only loss is by 1 point. A game that they almost won. None of the other teams at 4-1 can say that their 1 loss is a lesser margin than the Cowboys. 1 point loss and the only loss that they had. You know, you had the Steelers, a blowout loss to Pittsburgh. You have New England lost 16-0 to Buffalo. I mean, you know, there's some losses there that, yeah, maybe they were early in the season a few weeks ago, but there's still losses. Dallas lost first week of season, 1 point loss to division rival, the Giants, a game they almost won. So I was like, they're playing at a level second, in my opinion, right now. I mean, did you see what they did to A.J. Green? Did you see that pass rush? This is a playoff team they played that everybody said was going to beat up on them. This is the litmus test. And they handled them. I'm sorry. 28-14. If you watched the game, it wasn't that close. It wasn't that close. Handled these boys. So I just had to say, wait a minute. Right now, outside of Minnesota, Minnesota's 1. There's, you know, I can't. I tried every way I could. Is there any way I can get him at 1 this week? How can I justify it? But I couldn't do it. I couldn't get him 1 because Minnesota's undefeated. They're 5-0, and then with all of their extenuating circumstances, and still 5-0, and the way their defense is playing, and Brad, I, you know, my football integrity still matters. So yes, Minnesota's 1, but I have the Cowboys right now 2, and don't let them win next week in Green Bay. Ooh, you know, well, I can't put him any higher unless Minnesota loses, but I'm trying to tell you, look out for the team. Look out for the Cowboys. There's something special going on in Dallas. So anyway, TMV cumulative rankings. And it's funny that we said you can't really distinguish between the 4-1s because 3 of the teams that are in the top 5 on the TMV power rankings all scored the same when I did the scoring. And that would be the Cowboys, the Falcons, and the Steelers all had the same 1 of points. So what I did was I went with division record as a tiebreaker because I couldn't think of anything else. Normally what I do is whoever was higher the last week, you can't lose with a tie. So you will get high. Well, this is our first week, so I can't do that. So I said, well, let me check division records. So based on division record, the 5 team would be the Dallas Cowboys. The 4 team would be the Atlanta Falcons. The 3 team would be the Pittsburgh Steelers, and those 3 teams are all tied, but that's the tiebreaker. And I'm okay with that. Cowboys, Falcons, Steelers, 5-4-3. 2 would be the New England Patriots. I'm okay with that. And 1, obviously, undisputed Minnesota Vikings. So I'm okay with the final rankings, the way they fell out. I'm okay with that. I have no gripe with the way they fell. I really don't. So there you have it. Our first rankings of the year, and more to come. Let's get with some game picks, and I think we're gonna, you know, as I try to play around with formatting, I don't know that we're gonna do 2-3 hour shows anymore. Just looking at listenership, I think you guys respond better to more of a 60-90 minute format. Not saying we'll never do a 2 or 3 hour show again. But I think we're going to try to stick to a 60-90-minute format because a lot of the listeners, well, actually all of you, there's some live, but a lot of you are doing the podcast, And I think with the podcast, you guys kind of like that hour, hour and a half time frame. So we're going to try to stick with that. But, you know, I am Commissioner T. I can change my mind. But right now, that's where we're at. So anyway, first game. Got Baltimore 3-2 at the New York Giants 2-3. JB, what you got?
So humdinger right off the bat. You know what? I'm going to go with Baltimore. I'm just going to go with them. There's something I'm not comfortable with the Giants that just makes me say Baltimore. I really don't have a good reason or a good feeling, but I'm just going to pick Baltimore.
No, you haven't. No, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Odell Beckham, that's what I'm not comfortable with. I wish K-Star was on the show. He's better than Dez, hands down. Really? 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 What's he done this year? Okay, Dez has been hurt. Fine. But really? This dude is a crybaby. He's a whiner. When the team's winning and he doesn't get passes, he's over there complaining, I'm not having fun anymore. And he gets a touchdown, his first touchdown last week. They lose, but he's happy because he got a touchdown from over there. That's the problem over there. Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest. I'm going with Baltimore, too. Shoot. Dr. Train, who you got?
Yeah, I think you pretty much said it for me, man. I'd just like to add that just from a football fan's point of view, that dude is kind of a big disappointment. Because here it is. We've talked about one of the probably best wide receiver trios in the league with him, Cruz, and Sharpen, and yeah, doesn't look like. And then don't even like Eli Manning know what he's doing. Like, do you know what you're doing back there?
Hey, man.
He already has the lost look on his face, yeah. But when they're losing, it makes it just look even worse.
You know what? I don't mean to say and sound like the guy that I ridiculed earlier, but you know what? When you know, with the Giants, I always say, hang tight. Eli will give you another chance. You know, just don't fret. he's gonna make a mistake. It's gonna happen. He's gonna fumble. He's gonna throw an interception. He's gonna do something. But he's gonna get and he does all the time. I mean, here's a guy who won two Super Bowls, which is okay. I can't take it away from him. Okay, you got the name, you got the brand recognition, you're a choir boy, you're a nice guy, you're a great leader, I get it, you know, I saw him trying to talk to Beckham on the sideline, doing all the right things, but when it comes to on-field, he can't shine his older brother's boots, man, when it comes to on-field, and ain't even, it's a shame they both have two Super Bowls, because this guy got his because of stout defense, period. Him and Trent Dilfer ought to go out and have beers together. Anyway, next game. You know, I was trying to figure out a game that, because the other two that we're going to pick were easy to decide because they're all one-loss games. I like this game because Cincinnati got manhandled by Dallas, in my opinion. That the first three quarters, it wasn't a game. Now, they did a little something in the fourth quarter, too little, too late. But for three quarters, it wasn't even a game, okay? And I think a team like that, now, if it was postseason, there's nothing to talk about. But they are a good regular season team. And to go to, with Pittsburgh at 4-1, to go to 2-4 would be, you know, like we always say here on the show, got 16 games, got 16 weeks, 17 weeks, 16 games. You this ain't basketball, baseball, okay? You go down 2-3 games, you're in trouble. Because there ain't that many games to make up. This team goes to 2-4, they're in trouble. And they're going into New England. We already know Tom Brady got something to prove. Okay? So, JB, I'm going to go to you again. Cincinnati, do they rebound? Is this a trap game for New England? Or is this just another victim? Is Taz from the old wrestling ECW days used to say, come out there with a little stand and his little towel over his head and he'd look at you and you go, you're just another victim. He was a bad boy back in the day. Taz, wrestling. What do you think? Who you got?
Well, right now, Taz can reincarnate himself in the TB12 because the Bengals are just going to be another victim. I see this one mirroring what happened Sunday against the Cowboys. I think that Brady is just going to be on fire. I think his was just a tune-up. He had a nerve to say there was some rust, and if that's the case, if that's truly the case that he felt he had some rust and some room for improvement, that doesn't bode well for the Bengals taking Patriots by at least 10.
All right. Dr. Train.
Listen, man, y'all know I'm always been for the Bengals, but and I'm shocked with the way they lost to Dallas. I mean, I did pick them to win, but with the way they lost, I was just like, okay, wow, maybe this team is not as ready as I thought they were. But there's no way I can pick against Tom Brady on the comeback. Had Tom Brady been playing all season, and then this matchup came, I probably would go with Cincinnati. But Tom Brady on the comeback, I'd be, nah, bro, that's a setup. But the Bengals win this, damn it, they deserve it. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta pick New England.
Yeah, you know what? I have nothing to add. What you said took the words right out of my mouth. If Tom Brady had been playing all the way through and this was just the next game in the schedule, no real extra incentive, extra urgency, I think Cincinnati could slide in there and get a win. That ain't going to happen. Not this game. They're not going to happen. I got to go in New England either. Too. So we in agreement. So far, we all in agreement. The next one, Dallas at Green Bay. 4-1 at 3-1. Dak Prescott trying to set the record for number of passes to start a career without an interception. And he needs 7 more passes without an interception to make that happen. JB, might as well start with you again, man. Cowboys, what you think?
Come on, man. What you think? I like that. you need to have on your switchboard. You need to have a button that you hit the button and go, that's some bull. That's what you need to have. Right.
Okay, but I got this one, though. I got this one.
You like that? You like that?
That's really, you like Dak. You like Dak. So, all right. So, you going with the Cowboys, okay.
Yeah, you better get that star on that helmet and quit playing with that boo.
Oh, you want the other one, man. I'm sorry, bro. You know, I was just trying to, you know what I mean?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, man. Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
You like a pair of pants. You're slapping on this one, boy. It's you.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just saying. Matter of fact, you know, why don't we just go ahead and do this?
When I'm at Cowboys Stadium or sitting at home, and I hear Papa John's Pizza for Jerry Jones, yo, it lights me up like a Roman candle with toppings and flavor almost too good to handle. Cowboys, 5 stars, what I get. It's like a Papa John's Pepsi, double fresh. Get a Papa John's large with up to 5 toppings and a 2-liter Pepsi. People are swapping because there's no better value. Yo, catch my ride. Cowboys, 5 star combo for $10.99.
That's got to be the coolest owner in the history of ownership. Does a freaking Papa John's rap. This guy's 70 years old, rapping. Gotta love him. Train, who you got?
Man, this is truly a tough game. But I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all why I'm going to go ahead and just roll with Dallas on this one. I know Green Bay very well. The one thing Green Bay cannot do well is play the run. It really is as simple as that. They cannot play the run well. I expect Dallas to have some success on the ground. The second thing is Dak Prescott does take care of the ball. The less chances you give Aaron Rodgers, your better chance of winning. But this is the real reason. This is what tipped it for me to go ahead and pick Dallas. His name is Rob Marinelli. Understand, Marinelli has faced Aaron Rodgers on 2 separate teams for a good, man, was it 10?
Gotta be about 10 years.
Almost.
Gotta be about 10 years, yep.
10 years. He knows, trust me, he knows what he's about to go up against. It's almost like Marinelli has not even left the NFC North when he prepares for this one. I know it has to be there. And with the way the defense has stepped up lately, I'm not saying it's going to be domination. What I'm just saying is they're going to be prepared for Aaron Rodgers. He's going to prepare them for Aaron Rodgers. This may be a close one, but honestly, I expect Dallas to at least edge this out by 7. Because I think the run game will be strong enough, and it'll really hinge on whether Dak Prescott makes, you know, mistakes that will cost the game, which he hasn't done thus far. But really, Rod Marinelli will have the defense ready for this game. And if that defense can hold their own, it's tough to beat Dallas offensive line. Honestly, I'm waiting y'all to play Minnesota, really. That's what I'm waiting on.
Well, we got to get
that game. When is that?
Yeah, we got that's not till December. We got a few others before that.
Oh,
we got,
man.
We got Baltimore. We got Philly. So we got some big ones before that one. That's a Sunday night football game. So that could be one hell of a game. But obviously I'm going to pick the Cowboys. But I think what Train said is on point. And I think what Rod Marinelli has done, you know, people, you know, I know I've been going off on tangents today, but I don't care. I can't. You know, I get Jerry Jones, Jerry Jones, he's that. Do you know that Jerry Jones has kept Rod Marinelli as defense coordinator, kept Scott Linehan as offense coordinator? These are guys that have been head coaches, have had success in Dallas 2 years ago, and he was able to keep them last year to try to repeat the success they had, and they had injuries and all types of stuff. The 12 losses they had, I believe 11 of the 12, they were either tied or leading in the fourth quarter. That's Rod Marinelli and that defense. And so Marinelli has been through Romo's injuries, through the run game, up and down of the run game, Des Bryant's injuries. The defense has been steady. It's like the debacle of 3 years ago where it was one of the worst defenses ever. That was that. Now that defense comes to play because of Rod Marinelli, who obviously coached over Chicago, so Dr. Train knows him very, very well. So, you know, Rolando McClain, starting middle linebacker, out. Randy Gregory, starting defensive end, out, okay? DeMarcus Lawrence just came back for the first time. You know what I mean? So, you know, here we go with this team. And guess what? They have not allowed a 100-yard rusher or a 100-yard receiver this season. I want y'all to hear that for a minute. This defense has not allowed a 100-yard rusher or a 100-yard receiver yet. Okay? I'm talking Odell Beckham. I'm talking A.J. Green. I'm talking Deshaun Jackson, okay, a guy who historically has killed Dallas, okay? And now you're going into Green Bay to play Aaron Rodgers.
Alshon Jeffries, man, how you going to forget Alshon Jeffries? Don't do me like that, man. I know y'all crushes. Don't do me like that, T.
Well, you know, it was just because I didn't forget Alshon Jeffries. I forgot. Jay Cutler is who I forgot. That's who I forgot. Alshon Jeffries.
Oh, man.
You know, yeah, I'm sorry. Truth, though. He sucks. But anyway, Alshon Jeffries, you know? So, yes, I agree with everything Train said. I think that I honestly – it's going to be a good game because Green Bay's tough at home, but the weather is going to be a non-factor. It's not like late in the year when there's snow. So it's a non-factor. It's just a road game. But Dallas plays good on the road. Jason Garrett, for some reason, he's got this mojo about getting these guys ready on the road. And remember, we got Rod Marinelli on the defense. Even though Dak is playing for the first time, Linehan has seen these boys before. Okay, Linehan used to coach in Detroit. He's seen these boys before. He's seen, you know, Mike McCarthy's teams before. Jason Garrett's seen Mike McCarthy's teams before. And so has Tony Romo, who's been on the sideline every game this year. So they're giving Dak everything he needs to be competitive. They know the tendencies as well. So I think it's going to be a good game, but I honestly think that the Dallas Cowboys I've seen consistently over these 5 weeks, they have an excellent chance to win this game. And I think they're going to win. And I think, you know, I predict 7 to 10 point victory. I really do.
Yeah.
And Zeke, dude, is just he has come from that first game where he just, you know, he wasn't ready. But in five games, look at what he's doing now. I mean, 534 yards rushing. Come on, man. Unreal. Unreal. I enjoy the ride because, you know, Jay, we get, you know, it's kind of like a Stevie Wonder song. You took me riding in a rocket and gave me a star, and at a half a mile from heaven, you dropped me back down to this cold, cold world, okay? At some point, we could just be crashing back down, but right now we're riding high. I would see Green Bay, as Taz would say, just another victim. Last but not least, Atlanta, 4-1, at Seattle, 3-1. I'm going to go first, okay?
Whew.
I'm going with Seattle. They home, 12th man. You know, I say this, and I always say this about Atlanta, don't believe in Matt Ryan. Now, hey, man, dude's got – I mean, he's my fantasy quarterback. He's my backup. Had to play him last week. My starter was I still lost. It really doesn't matter. But I had to play him. And, hey, dude's getting me fantasy points. Dude's doing it, okay? Man, when the money's on the line, just don't believe in him. Julio Jones, got it, you know. Coleman, the running back there. Campbell, Coleman, whatever his name is. The truth, you know. Playing well, 4-1. I get it. Went into Denver. Took him out. Get it. All that. But, man, I just Seattle's just one of those teams that they just still have that core leadership. They still have the core players. And they're going to be reckoned with, especially when you see in Arizona tanking, which, sorry, but I didn't believe in Bruce Arians either. And here we go. But we see, although I think Carson Palmer's due back this week, but I don't think it's going to matter. They're not going anywhere. But I think Seattle's going to be there. They're going to be there down the stretch. Carolina, some of these other teams are tanking. Seattle, once again, they're going to be there down the stretch. But notice, other than Minnesota, it ain't no juggernauts anymore. You know, Minnesota right now is looking like a juggernaut, but that could come to an end too. We'll see. But Seattle and Green Bay and Arizona, all these teams, 12-4, 13-3 teams, they're not looking like that right now. They're not playing like that kind of team right now in NFC. NFC's wide open. Okay? They're wide open. I'm going with Seattle, baby. I think Seattle's going to put something on them. Dr. Train, who you got?
Oh, gosh, this is really actually a tough one to pick, man. I actually like Atlanta. I really do. People, you know, when they talk about this sharing the backfield, and no one in the league is using their two running backs better than Atlanta right now. I mean, you can have both of them on your fantasy football team and start them, and you probably get 40 points out of them. That's how good they're using their running backs. They have a very, very strong running game. Seattle is at home. I'm going to go edgy on this one, and I'm just going to put it on one person. I'm going to put it on Dan Quinn. It's the team that he came from. He came from Seattle. He understands that team. I think he'll get Atlanta ready to go in there. So for just this one, I'm going to step out there and give Atlanta a chance to keep it rolling on this one.
Okay. Good point. That's a valid point. JB, who you got?
Yeah, I think this one is really going to be more about Seattle and less about Atlanta, even though Atlanta's been playing lights out. Keep in mind, Seattle's coming off of a bye. And prior to that, Wilson was looking like he was getting his mojo back. And he's had 2 weeks now to get himself healed up and ready. That's given the Seahawks defense a lot of time to look at the tape from Atlanta and see what their deficiencies are and see what they can take away from them. Last I checked, is it a home game for Seattle? Yeah, it is. So
yep.
12th man combined with a bye week, combined with Russell Wilson getting healthy, that's going to be tough. I got to go with Seahawks. Even though Atlanta's playing very well, a very impressive win against Denver, I just think Seattle's going to be too much for them at home.
All right. Good pick. Good show. Good stuff, guys. Hey, it was good to come back and chop it up with you guys, man. I missed it last week. And We'll see what happens next week. I will be on the road next Tuesday night. More than likely, I think we're going to be good to do the show. I will probably be broadcasting from a hotel. I might even go out into the lobby and do it because I can. So I will not be from my home studio. I'll be doing mobile. So I don't know. I may talk to you guys. Now, Dr. Train, you've got a trip coming up, right? When is your trip?
Yeah, we fly out late next Tuesday night, so I'm really going to play it by ear as it gets close, just so I don't leave you guys lingering. I'm going to say carry on as if I'm not going to be here, but if I can call in, I will
hey,
call
hey,
in. Cause I,
listen,
I just don't know how the night is going to go.
listen. Okay. I've been married before. JB's been married before. Okay, we're going to help you out here. You know, this is your first time. We're going to help you out here, okay? We want you to stay married. Unfortunately, I try to put me and my brother business out there, but he won't mind. We didn't make it, okay? We didn't make it. We want you to make it, okay? The night of your honeymoon, you don't do the radio show, bruh. You don't even think about calling in. That's the night that you flying out on your honeymoon. Nah, bro, you don't call in to the Madden voice, man. You don't even – just – no, bro. Listen, I'm Captain Kirk. It's an order. You are forbidden, okay? You watch Shark Tank?
Yeah.
He tells him you are forbidden on that. Okay, I am telling you, you don't call in next Friday, Tuesday night. You're leaving – you said you were leaving Wednesday. Okay, I was fine. You leaving. You flying out late. Now, you don't call in, bro. It's okay, man. We got you. Okay, you pack. You know, you sit there and you know, rub noses with your wife. Hey, baby, we leaving in a few hours. I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? That's your time, bro. Handle your bit. How long you going to be gone for, man?
So I'll be back the first, November 1st, I'll be back for the show.
November 1st,
I'll be
okay.
Gone. Yeah, I'll be gone from the 19th to the 27th. And then, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we won't see you till next month. So that's okay, man. You know, we knew this was coming. We knew, you know what I mean? So we, you know what I mean? So you go ahead with your bride. You go enjoy your honeymoon. You enjoy, you know what I mean? I mean that, listen, I ain't going to, okay, I mean, this is, I put the show rated R for a reason, okay? I just did because I did, okay? Okay, but, you know, last thing you need to be thinking about on your honeymoon, man, I hope you got your DVR set up or something. I don't know what you told the wife. Hey, baby, look, okay, you got me for, like, this whole time except for 4 hours. I got to see this game, okay, baby? Okay, that's between you and her.
Trust me, I've already tried to discuss it because we play Green Bay on this Thursday.
You know? Hey, you know what you do? Hey, is it a secret where you're going, or can you share? Because I don't know, sometimes things are secretive.
Oh,
or...
I'm going, we're headed to Fiji.
Oh, Fiji, okay. I'm going to give you a tip, okay? I don't see her listening, so I'm going to give you a tip. I'm going to help you out here. You know what you do? You want to see the game? Set her up somewhere with a massage. If you're going to Fiji, they're going to have massages and stuff. You get her like a spa treatment, you get a nice little spa. It probably won't even be that expensive because they do so many of them, they're cheap. You know what I mean? You get a little spa treatment, probably costs like $100. Get a little spa treatment. You're making big money, big PhD, Dr. Train. You're making the money. You can afford it. You send her out. I'm telling you, man. You say, hey, baby. Don't even tell the games on. Hey, baby, this, you know, I know you need a little bit of your women time. Okay, baby, so here you go. Oh, sweetheart, I love you, baby. You go ahead out here. You get your massage. You get your facial, all that. I'll see you in, about four quarters. I mean, 4 hours, okay? I'll see you in about, you know.
Well, look me for me. The wife actually likes the bar atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I get her to watch football. I go out to a bar. I can't sit at home. I go out to a bar, she'll watch it all day.
She got sisters on shoe.
Hey, man, you be careful over there, JB. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You be careful over there, you know. Look over your shoulder saying that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know? Especially, you know, these women these days, man, you start thinking about something, they know what's going on. I heard what you were thinking, you know, they know. You know. Serious, you know? Woo!
I'm on the show next week. Next thing, I'm pushing up daisies or something.
Serious, man. Hey, but Train, Does she? I'm just, no, anyway. Okay. but no, but really, man.
Yeah.
All joking aside,
we'll
man. Yeah, man. Don't even bother next week. Me, JB. Me and JB will always hold it down. He'll be here. And then if K-Star returns, you know, it's his birthday tonight, cool. He'll probably be back. We'll hold it down. I have a friend of mine who actually messaged me yesterday, and she's a huge football fan. We actually got a little conversation about football. I was pleasantly surprised. Girl knows what she's talking about. Like, I was like, usually, you know, people know, they know like three or four things. Yeah, I love football. I watch it all the time. Tom Brady, doesn't he wear number 12? Like, yeah, woo, yeah, you know your football, woo. But nah, this one here, like, she knows football. So she asked, she said, hey, I don't know if I have to audition. I would love to be like a guest on your show and like, you know, as a woman to come on the show. I said, all right, you know, about no damn audition, but yeah, you want to call in, we'll set something up. So I might have her come and fill in for you, you know, while you out there.
Oh, wow.
You know, see if she's interested in coming on, you know, and just, I mean, you know, she can't fill your shoes, bro, but she can at least come in and talk a little football for a week or two while you're out there doing that thing. So I'm going to talk to her and see.
Okay.
But really, I want you to have a good time. Enjoy our best to the missus, man, and enjoy, you know, Fiji, man. Jeez, you know what I'm saying? I thought dude was going to say, yeah, we want to Fiji. Fiji.
Fiji,
you know?
That ain't that water or something? You that in a water bottle, Fiji? You that it? Shoot,
yeah,
I don't know about that. That's close to Fiji I'm going to get.
Good for you.
You know, I'm thinking he's going to say Pasadena Island or you know, up a trip up the coast. Nah, he's going way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I'm going to Fiji.
Yeah, not too far from the coast of Australia.
Man, not too far from the coast of Australia. Just out there. That's all.
Yeah, but you're West Coast, so you would actually fly west to get there then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Half day trip.
Half a day, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he ain't getting no paddle boat. My man getting in the air.
Now, are you guys going to be, now is this a posting on Facebook trip, or is this no cell phones? We're going to go out there and enjoy ourselves, and we'll see everybody when we get back.
We may post. She's saying no cell phone, but there's no telling. If I get Wi-Fi, hell, I may go live while I'm doing something. No telling. So we'll just play it by ear.
Well, then, you know, we'll look forward to seeing you out there in Facebook land. Have safe travels. Best to you and the missus. And as we wrap up, let me first go to JB and get his final words. Any final words, JB?
Yeah, a couple. And to echo those same sentiments, man, go out there, have a good time, enjoy yourself. Don't even worry about what's going on here. Just enjoy yourself, period, point blank. To switch gears and get off of football, I just want to go to baseball and say congrats to Big Poppy on a tremendous baseball career. Obviously, he's one of the players on my beloved Red Sox, diehard Red Sox fan. Didn't quite go the way we wanted to last night, but he had a great career, and hats off to him, one of my favorite players. So thank you for everything. I appreciate it. And as far as bringing it back now to football, how about them Cowboys? They did another W. Looking forward to seeing this one.
How about them Cowboys?
All right. Dr. Train, any final words?
Guys, I appreciate the sentiments, man. And, T, thank you for the 2 weeks off. But I appreciate everything. We will enjoy ourselves just on maybe a couple of things. We didn't necessarily talk about it, but the Supreme Court justice who wants to call the protests dumb and disrespectful. If you want to choose disrespectful, fine. Choose that. Everyone has chosen disrespectful, but don't be so ignorant that you're ignorant in your own self that you call something dumb. That's what kids do, and it's just another person showing their true colors. You know what I'm saying? That's all this protest will. That's one thing this protest will do. It will show the true colors of people who are in esteemed positions in our country, and people just need to keep their eyes open and just watch it all unfold. Secondly, we don't talk about my Bears much on the show, no, and for good reason, because we're not doing much. But I will say this. I will say two things. One, if you're a Bears fan and want us to lose so we can get a top draft pick, I need you to stop it. All right? That's complete ignorance. Get a top draft pick does not guarantee your team will get better. Has anybody ever heard of a team called Jacksonville Jaguars? Oh, you know how many times they've been in the top of the draft? Yeah, almost every
and
year,
still
as far as you can think right now. Exactly. My whole point. So getting a top pick in the draft doesn't mean anything. I want my team to win. Okay? I want my team to win, and it's the job of the GM and the head coach and everyone in that office to draft well no matter where your pick is. Anyone ever heard of the Seattle Seahawks? Matter of fact, anyone heard of the New England Patriots? They don't always stay on top just because they have Tom Brady. They still have to draft players. Seattle still has to draft players at drafting at 20-something plus in the draft in every single round. But they're staying on top. I need people to realize being at the top of the draft does not guarantee that you will just all of a sudden have a turnaround the next year. It just doesn't work like that. And if you look at some of the quarterbacks who have not been – there are people who are for teams who are looking for quarterbacks that have not been drafted at the top of the draft that have turned teams around, Derek Carr rings a bell. Just saying. Dak Prescott, yeah, well, fourth round, you know. There's a few out there. Just saying. Trevor Siemian was pretty damn good to be drafted in the seventh round. Just saying. Lastly, I know Chicago really does, you know, look bad right now, but the one thing I am happy about, our defensive coordinator, I'm actually glad we have Vic Fangio, because to me, he belongs in the category with Rob Marinelli, and even Lovie Smith, if he ever came back to the NFL to coach defense, and Dick LeBeau, just those guys who know defense, they know how to get their teams ready to play defense. So Chicago's defense will eventually get better, barring we can keep from being injured half the team. But I'm just glad we got Vic Fangio so we can kind of get a tougher identity that we used to have under Lovie Smith. Other than that, I'm getting ready to go on vacation. Honeymoon run around the corner. Actually, second reception this weekend, then honeymoon.
Couple things. Your former head coach Mark Trestman was just fired by the Ravens. So
awesome!
It's
not awesome for anybody to lose their job. I'm just saying, when he got hired, I'm just like, okay, did y'all see what he did in Chicago? Okay,
yeah,
just absolutely.
And I just, you know, normally when it comes to the Kaepernick situation, I would agree with you about people showing their true colors. I will say this about Justice Ginsburg. She's Jewish. She had her own struggles being a Jewish lady and being in the, you know, a lawyer and then ultimately a Supreme Court justice. I believe she was a single mom if I read her bio a while back correctly, but don't quote me, but I think. So I'm not completely sure that in this specific situation that her comments are coming from a point of I do agree that saying dumb, it just, you know, I don't agree with dumb. I think disrespectful is, we can accept that a position of disrespect is fairly common, but to say dumb, but I don't view her, she doesn't really have a history of acting, you know, there's no racist history in her, and she's had her own battles being Jews, I swear to God, you know. So I don't know why she chose that word. Wouldn't surprise me if after a couple of days, maybe she comes back out and maybe rethinks her choice of words, you know. But you know, I think that it's interesting that sports is still relevant in this day of politics. You have, you know, the Kaepernick situation is really, I mean, if your Facebook feed isn't still lit up with people talking about it, then I don't understand, because mine is. So it's amazing. And then with Trump and the whole locker room thing, that started a whole discussion on, well, really, is that really said in locker rooms? What locker rooms are you talking about? You know what I mean? So it is amazing that sports in this day of politics is still it's still so mainstream. It is actually amazing. So anyway, that said, I've got nothing left to add. All the best and nothing but love and support and happiness to Dr. Train, and of course, most importantly, safe travels to you and your wife. But
Thank you, honey, brother.
We will miss you deeply, but you know, we know that you won't miss us, because you shouldn't, because you know, a lovely lady to go to Fiji with for 2 weeks. I'd be like, what, huh? Yeah. Jay, you got it. Train, you got it. K-Star, you got it. Yeah, I'll see y'all when I get back. Deuces. I'd be out. Man, show enough is right. So anyway, so great, man. Great show tonight. Train, we'll see you when you get back. JB, you know, we'll catch up. And, hey, 5 weeks down, man. We're almost, believe it or not, we are right about almost a third of the way through the season already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Football flies by. Y'all got to grab it. Grab the gusto, man, while you can. It's going to be over before you know it. So for JB, Dr. Train, and for the birthday boy, K-Star, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. If you like the show, tell a friend to tell a friend. If you don't like the show, tell us why. We'll make it better. Enjoy the games this weekend. And as always, all feuds are settled on the field. Good night, everybody. Bop 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 b